The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
I have to apologize to all the listeners this morning because I most certainly hit a nerve with everybody because we all have that fandom moment where like this, we're losing this guy. My friend Colin was he grew up in Florida. Well, not really, but he grew up all over as a thing, but he became a Tampa Bay Bucks fan while his time was over.
He loved Bucko Bruce.
Oklahoma kid, but Bucko Bruce was his guy. And he jumped on board that team and then watched them go from something to nothing and quit the whole – he quit all of football when they just said, Derek Brooks, that's enough. And they cut all the guys that built this terrible franchise into a champion. And they did treat him poorly on the way out the door. It's what Aaron Rodgers is saying right now in Green Bay. And I got an email from a guy there too who said that – where'd that go? Oh, not that one, not that one. So many, Brady. Said, I'm a huge Packer fan. I bleed green and gold. I threw my Favre jersey away when he left. And now that millennial crybaby bitch, Aaron Rodgers, is pissing me off. He's still our QB, and I root for him, but I don't think I like him as a person. These guys thinking just because they're good at something gives them a right to have a say in the business. If Aaron wants a say, buy an effing team. I'm getting to be a very disillusioned sports fan. You're so right. Your heroes are all assholes. There's truth to not getting to know them as a person, which the internet and all the social media stuff has disallowed. Like, you start to realize, I may not like this guy. You meet your heroes. I'll go back to my Dave Kingman story. As an 8-year-old boy, I learned all your heroes are assholes at a very early age. I was one of the lucky ones. Just screaming for his autograph in Three Rivers Stadium, 8 feet away from him. And he turned to an 8-year-old boy and gave me the finger. And then Bruce Sutter gave me 2 autograph pennants and apologized to my dad. I got a much better autograph out of it than Dave Kingman. And since a friend of the show who knows Dave Kingman got me a picture of King Kong swinging his bat with his autograph on it.
What'd you do with it?
It's leaning. I will not hang it. It's leaning on the wall over on this video game console I've got. I struggle with it because it was mean.
So you hang him or Rizzo?
Kong was nothing. Kong was a childhood idol. I had no knowledge of what was going on. I just loved baseball. So he just hit towering home runs. Chicks and kids dig the long ball. We all know that. And this guy would put one out on Wayland every once in a while, and the cameraman would have to chase where it went. Because back when Kong played for the Cubs, it wasn't the Wrigley Field you know. It was empty. There was nobody there. And you'd hit a home run, and there's nobody on the streets, and they could find the ball down the road. It would roll all the way down one of the streets outside of Wrigley, and they'd be like, here it is. And they're like, Jesus. And nobody cared about, like, velocity or exit, you know, speeds. And, like, the thing's, like, 1,000 feet from the stadium. It just kept rolling. Like, it's a 1,000-foot home run. And they didn't care about the truth. They were just laughing. Jack Brickhouse would call those games. And he cried. That guy would cry when this terrible Cubs team would lose. That dude would weep.
Because he was drunk all the time.
Yeah, Brickhouse would actually cry. He was
drunk all the time.
You're probably right. Brickhouse was not that.
That was standard.
He always
that
was
standard
though.
For a good play-by-play.
Pretty plastered. Yeah, but that was good for a play. We need more of that in the booth. Drinking in the booth was when all the legends came from drinking in the booth.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Carey, Brickhouse, John Madden, Pat Summerall, all booze hounds, Ken Venturi, all of them. Just Ken Venturi and Pat Summerall had stopped working together. Because they were so drunk all the time that they started to goof off and drink during the game and get worse, which everyone did. But Pat became such a wild alcoholic. He's like, can't be friends with you anymore, Ken. I've got to hang out with this guy. Hey, here's a guy who's going to not drink as much.
Did Miller Lite commercials for years. Brewers.
Oh, look, there was so much alcohol going on in the booth, it was ridiculous. Now it's
wasn't Costas's partner, was it McCarver or whatever? Was he a booze hound too?
Bob Costas?
No,
I don't think
no.
McCarver. I don't think McCarver.
McCarver was?
Could have. He sounds drunk a lot. People either love or hate him.
Yeah.
My dad would tell me about Jack Brickhouse when he's announcing for the White Sox. They would actually have to mute his mics during if somebody screwed some up because he'd be screaming, "You son of a bitch!" out the window
that
and everything.
Brickhouse. That was Purcell. Jimmy Purcell.
I thought it was Brickhouse.
No, Brickhouse didn't do the Sox. Jimmy
no,
Purcell.
No, he did do the Sox.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it, too. I don't remember that part, but I remember Jimmy Purcell was the White Sox guy, and he would get just absolutely blasted with Harry Caray when they did
just
the Sox
edit, game. Yeah, they turned the lights off. And
they just stopped doing the game. They were at a party. They were doing whatever they wanted. Hey, here's someone in the booth. What's your name, little lady?
I'm just delivering some more beers. Then we need to keep you around more. Hey, Harry, I took my pants off.
Holy cow, the game's been over for 8 hours.
John, thanks to you this morning, I've given up throwing out my Bible because I never want to meet Jesus.
That's
He's my
right.
hero.
He's going to let you down. Tell you right now, Brady, this Jesus, you got him way too high on a pedestal. You know what's going to happen? You're going to meet Jesus. He's going to have a booger hanging out of his nose.
Well, this is a disappointment. This is perfect.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry, my son. I had allergies.
He's a shell of his former self, that Jesus.
Yeah. It's like what Jim Jefferies always said. Eternity in heaven? I'm going to get bored. Eternity's a long time. I don't care how great it is. I'm going to get bored. He's right. Eventually, they'll get bored. Yeah, meeting Jesus is going to be like, this is it. He's going to, you know what the worst part is going to be? He's
going
to go.
That's what you're going through right now, the equivalent?
Yes, exactly the same, Brady, because you're going to go up and Jesus is going to meet you at the door. It's going to be a meet and greet. It's going to be like when you go down and you think.
I thought you'd be a lot taller.
No, you're going to be, it's like being backstage with Metallica after being 40 years a Metallica fan. Oh, this is going to be bad. And you think, I'm going to be best friends with Hetfield. Something's going to click. It's just too much of my life invested. And he meets you and goes, hey, man, nice to meet you. My name's Robert. I've been a fan for 100 years. You're the best thing ever. Hey, thanks, Richard. We'll see you later. And he walks away, and that's
yeah,
all
yeah.
you get. And Jesus will shake your hand at the door, and then getting a meeting with him will become impossible. I'd rather meet Harrison Ford.
Do you think Jesus will remember me?
No. Ah, yes, David Bogan. Can I help? I've got an appointment at 3, but what do you need?
I just wanted to say hey and thanks for everything you did for me, like, you know, never flooding me out of my house or something like that.
Anything for you. Look, I've got a real, not to say you're not a VIP, because you are, you're in heaven. I got to go over here and meet Harrison Ford.
Did that angel whisper in your ear my name?
Get an assistant. This is Brady Bogan. He's originally from Columbus, Ohio. He moved to Phoenix, but he never really let go.
Back in,
I understand that Columbus is the where your heart. You know all.
you are omni.
Jesus would just say OH to you.
You are.
Oh my God.
Omni man.
You're that guy.
Omni
mansions. Omni mansions.
That guy.
You're my man. My man.
Are we done?
Yeah.
He was so cool. He gave me a cheese.
One time, Brady let a gecko out of a building and back out into the nature like you intended.
Was killed second.
Thank
later.
You so much for the gecko thing you did by saving that little gecko's life.
You see, you're not a yellow something. In your
omnipotent.
Nose. Why did you curse me with the weight issue?
That was you, free will, which you took full advantage of, especially at buffets. This guy says, my dad was a huge Mets fan. He made me a fan as a kid. Then he pulled a Toledo's dad. So now I hate him and the Mets. Yeah, that's true, too. Your dad can help you and then bail on you, and then you hate his stuff. It's brutal. But the fans are popping in. Says, this is funny that you bring up the Bruce and Maggie thing. They were huge in this town. I stopped listening when Bruce moved. Tim and Mark got hilarious. So I started listening to that. I started going to the Tim and Mark route, too. Because I got a little older and I stopped liking pop music because it was, I liked rock the whole time, but I listened to pop. It seemed like to be more, I guess it was a peer pressure thing. Like you go to school and everybody was listening to that.
Growing up in Montana, we never really had morning shows or radio shows there. So moving to Seattle, it was Kent and Allen, and they put out a best of CD.
All right.
I remember, all right, this is cool.
But then Scott goes on to say, I think you're the only personality I switched stations for when you left the zone. I went to KUPD. All right, Scott. That was a long time ago, friend. Thanks, though. Man. It's frustrating, but the fandom stuff is, it's a killer.
John, you misread what the assistant said to Jesus.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus, this is David Bogan, the one that masturbates to fish.
I understand you have a fascination with aquatic life.
Oh, I do, Lord Christ Jesus. I like the puffer fish, and I like...
Well, we don't need to go down the list.
Well, I just want to let you know that.
Plactocostomus.
I had one named Oscar.
I know. It's hard to tell me stories. That would be the disappointing thing about Jesus. You try to tell him stories like, I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, he cuts you off. He joke dicks you.
I know.
Story dick.
Of course, you know.
The first few times it would be cute. And then after a while,
Jesus, remember that time I was...
The thing about the oak tree and the poison.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Come on.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, I knew. You knew the story I was going to tell.
You're an awesome God.
My God is an awesome
God. I know the words.
Okay. Are we?
We're done. I see it.
Jesus, this guy's tough to chat with.
Because he knows what you're going to say. He would be a total disappointment. Don't ever meet him, Brandon.
One
the
more
devil.
Thing. Wasn't a big fan of the wafers and communion.
Yeah.
Oh,
thought
the
they could have been better tasting.
Well,
the recipe.
It looks like you had plenty to eat.
You're right.
In fact, I remember, Brady, and you were in the room alone. Ah, so you thought. You ate an entire sleeve of wafers as an altar boy once, so they couldn't have been that bad.
It was a rough day. I remember that. How you saw that?
Brady.
Remember the country of Nigeria? You're single-handedly responsible for some starvation there.
Wow. You took some of their... Holy cow. The surplus was meant to go there, and Brady took it out?
Well, where was it supposed to go again?
You're responsible for four warlords.
Where's the pallet for Nigeria?
Three bales.
What pallet? To what now?
What's
I just thought that had a bad word on it. Nigeria. Oh, I've been saying that wrong. Oh, boy.
I know. Brett was going to get a kick out of that one.
Yes, Mr. Mesley, we're well aware of you, too.
He ain't going to meet him. I don't believe in him, so I'm fine now. I've already committed the original sin. He and I are on the outs, but meeting him would be... All your heroes are assholes. I think maybe that's the one you're going to be least happy with. Jesus is a know-it-all. I know.
I was just wanting to...
I know what you want to talk. He'd finish all your sentences, and he'd be right. I'm like, I don't even have to talk.
Is Cumberbatch here?
No, he's British.
Oh, that's a sin. I didn't know that.
Well, I did. Well, it'd be awful trying to talk to him. I got this email yesterday I think you guys will love. Let me find it. This lady named Carla emails and says, John, Duck Duck Goose got canceled at my kid's preschool. It's evidently detrimental to the mental well-being of a child when they're singled out, and it encourages unwanted touching.
Oh,
I helped out at the preschool my kid goes to. They were short a helper, and I lined up a Duck Duck Goose game because I'm an older parent. I'm 38. I thought Duck Duck Goose would be something you do with four-year-olds. We started playing. Another of the workers told me that wasn't an appropriate game. I'm like, huh? Evidently, then she rats me out and tells the person who runs the place, and they send me a note that says my efforts are appreciated, but the antiquated and socially inappropriate games of yesteryear can no longer be played. They've been proven to be psychologically damaging and cause a bully culture. So now I got to find a new daycare. Carla. Duck, Duck, Goose messes up your fragile little babies? Isn't the whole point of Duck, Duck, Goose getting singled out so you can do some running?
Yeah.
I've seen your little fat angels. They need a little goose in their life.
Yeah, change it up. Play Smear the Queer.
That's the one. That's the fun one.
God, that was a fun game.
What if they change the name of that to? Because we would scream Smear the Queer. Smear the Queer. And then the teacher would go, all right, kid. I think it was the gay teacher. Like, there's enough with the name. So it would be called like something the punk or something.
Yeah.
We call it. Like we did admit it, but Smear the Queer was hilarious. Because queer didn't necessarily mean you were homosexual. It just meant you were the weird one that was about to be smeared. It just rhymed.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, I thought.
No, you thought it meant everything. Because I was the queer every once. So sometimes you end up like, oh, Bert's the queer. I'm like, ah, I don't want to be the queer. I'm about to get smeared because of the rhyming. Yeah, I think they changed the name of it to something else. Yeah, Smear the Queer was out. But we played that at Roosevelt Elementary once, and I remember. This big giant teacher came over and told us you can't call it that anymore. You could didn't care that we played the game. Just don't call it that. It was like the baby.
We did. We changed it up to Tackle the Tranny.
Right. And then, we called it Gangbang Sharla. We changed the name to that and drastically different rules. But yeah, singling out. Your little fat angels need to be goosed. That's the deal. Duck, Duck, Goose needs to come back so your little fat angels get up and run. Because isn't the whole thing duck, 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 goose, and then you chase them around and try to get back.
Yeah, but maybe they were actually goosing.
Okay, then it isn't Duck, Duck, Goose. There's a sexual predator predator in the midst.
Muckle is apparently what it's called.
Muckle?
We never called it that.
Well,
never
it's called
that.
A muckle. It's got to rhyme. It's got to be fun. inappropriate touching. Your kid sat down to get tapped on the head. What is going on? Look.
So his head's up, seven up out? Because you tap the head on that.
You touch the thumb.
We used to do it. It was any, you know, like your head's down.
You're than your generation.
You could tap
the
head.
Problem.
You could just.
No, it's the thumb.
The thumb was up for a reason. Then you get a tap on the thumb. You put your thumb down.
You guys are really liberal.
Yeah, you guys really just grab ass. You like bread at Big Surf.
Where's the problem?
Still never got
again. Where's the problem?
Yeah, I duck goose is too far evidently for this. Who knew? What are, like all the games are bad then. Touch football. You're singling out the guy with the ball. Yep.
Woke pussies again.
It's woke pussies, but this is a level beyond. Duck goose is out.
Is this better? Kill the carrier. That's what apparently.
Well, that's murder.
They've taken away the touch because the they actually have the. They supply the belts for flag. I think at recess now.
Well, we used to do that too, but touch football is still a thing. And when we didn't have enough flags, you just touch the guy. Or if the flag fell off, it became touch football. You still have to touch. Now in flag football, you're grabbing around the genitals and waist area. It's actually worse. If you miss grab, you're getting a handful of something. And yesterday in the Olympics, I love what the Olympics have passive-aggressively done with this event. This is new to me. The mixed gender, the 4x100 medley, where you get two guys and two girls, you put them wherever you want in your strategy, and you swim them. And it's the breaststroke, the butterfly freestyle, and backstroke.
Yep.
And they're like, you put whoever's strongest in this, and the dudes race the girls, and the girls race the guys in some heats because there's four. And you just have to strategize. Do you want an early lead? You put the dudes out, the first two dudes, and hope the girls can hold?
Right.
Do you go, you know, man, woman, because she's strongest in the breaststroke, so she can bring up the time? But boy, oh boy, it's time to stop in any certain way at all saying these are even athletes. Those dudes in that pool got a half pool length and 50 meters on the women.
They can close in.
It was unreal. And then the girls would have to have almost a three quarters. And these dudes are blazing up on them. And even the announcers are like, these girls don't have a chance. But finally, some reality based in this, you know, we're as strong as you. Ronda Rousey's nonsense about knocking out Floyd Mayweather, or the best girl basketball player could ever play with the men.
That event will be dropped.
The girls' soccer team ever saying one of us could play on the men's team. Watch that swimming, and you will be knocked the F out in the difference of Olympic-caliber men and Olympic-caliber women. Not to say they're not spectacular swimmers. Saying it's even because it is.
You don't see it too often. Every once in a while, like if you go that deep, but like Wimbledon will show the mixed doubles.
Yeah. Oh, it's a different animal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's strategy.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one, and it was fun. Like I actually really enjoyed it. This is cool.
Great event.
Because there's no leader. Like for three heats, there's no leader.
Like right, you have to wait till that last lap.
You just have to wait for that last lap to see where everybody kind of ended up. And then the last lap.
And they probably turn their lineups in.
You do it before. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but you can't like make it up as you go. You have to announce who's running what. And it was remarkable. And then, you know, all you got to do is hope the girl that swims with your thing beats the other girls in that particular
Who won?
Thing. It was a trials. It was a time.
The qualifying.
Yeah, it wasn't a gold or something. But they only showed it in the middle of the day. I'm like, this is the best one going. Because it is fun to watch.
I didn't know that was happening.
I didn't either. It just happened to be on when I walked by. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, this is the best thing I've seen the whole time because it showed the disparity. Like, now I want to see.
Let's shoot in the
track.
Yeah.
Get the 4x100 or the 4x4.
Absolutely.
Baton thing.
4x100.
And get a couple chicks out there. And all they got to do is hold their own and beat the other girls in their race. And then let the when those dudes took over, it was child's play. Watching them go in that water, and the women are making time. I mean, there's no joke; they're floating. But it is time to stop anyone who says Brittany Griner, I could play, I could beat DeMarcus Cousins if you put me out there, I could compete. No, you could not. You, Megan Rapinoe, if you ever say the words, you know we're better than the men. No, you're not. Play them once.
You get into the weights.
Wow,
that's a whole other thing.
Are you watching
too?
It?
No. I was just because you brought up the track. So the 100-meter world record is 10.49 for women, 9.58 for Usain Bolt.
Almost a second.
One full second.
Yeah, and that's in 100 meters. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I mean, you're blowing by. There's a lot left to run. But you watch the swimming. It was great because you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. And sure, right now, England's got like a half a pool length lead over everybody, but they've got a girl swim in the last leg. And the dudes are right there, and they're like, if she's not a good, you know, three quarters of the pool ahead, they're not going to win.
And by the way,
it was amazing. And then boom, didn't. I think they came in fifth.
So the current woman's record is 10.49. Men were running 10.4 in 1921.
Right. But I mean, I'm not saying this to bash chicks. I'm just saying it's enough with the whole even up thing. When you put, and I think the Olympics did that to say, all right, enough's enough. Watch.
Is that new?
It must be, because I've never seen it before, but it was fascinating.
That's right.
I want it all to be that way. I watched mixed doubles ping pong. I didn't even know that was a thing. Can't imagine that's it. Yeah, but there's a difference.
Mixed doubles tennis, why wouldn't there?
Mixed doubles ping pong. How do you have this person stand in front of you in ping pong? I think you just switch.
Talk to Frank. Frank knows everybody in that.
Like, you have to hit this one. Shot. I guess. I don't know. The Olympics are interesting, but it doesn't matter now because my hero is a Yankee.
How long are the Olympics going on for?
Another week.
Okay.
Got one more week. One more week.
With disgust.
Clearly loving every ounce of the Olympics. But you do kind of represent a good portion of the audience.
It's true. Nobody's. I don't think there's. I think I am in the majority. I don't think a lot of people care this year.
Yeah, or you're definitely in the majority.
You know, it's been such a mess, too, as far as the coverage and the all COVID the different stuff.
Yeah. And it's like you said, too. I mean, it's trying to find the games, too.
Yeah, oh, it's impossible to find ridiculous. Something you want to watch. It used to be you just watched because that was what they gave you.
Right.
And they'd pick, but now it's too much going on. But track and field has to have that. Oh, it is a thing. The 4x400 mixed gender relay is a thing.
Really?
So we'll watch that this year. And you will see.
Well, if we can find it.
You will see something. Unbelievable.
No, NBC will put that front and center, Brady.
I don't know if they would.
I don't know.
I don't have any trouble
finding that. Lady skateboarding front and center on Sunday.
We're still all banged up.
Well, there was nothing to play on Sunday.
Still a little bothered by the whole thing. By the way, happy 1 year anniversary to the train crash last year.
Okay.
The burning train that happened in Tempe that was a year ago yesterday.
Is her quote still in there?
I hope so. I was looking for it. It's the lady that said it was like looking into the eternal flames of hell. And it was just it was a fire on a train track. But she was a little loopy. But they showed it like they tried to amp this thing up. But every time I see that, I giggle.
Did we try and send you out there? Or did
we were going to get Brett to go out there, but they said the fire was out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was that lady went bananas on the news. And I kept waiting yesterday when they said 1 year ago today because they're out of stuff. This happened over in Tempe, and they fixed that thing in like a week. It
that
wasn't that
been
big
an
a deal.
Amazing headline: first responders put out the fires in hell.
It was I forget what she was nuts. I think we replaced her with OJ. I think this is what we replaced those buttons with.
I'm just saying, damn, Jeffrey Toobin,
because he was jerking off on the TV. Yeah. So anyway. Did I tell you guys that Anthony Rizzo's a Yankee? Did that not register with anyone here?
That sucks just for baseball fans in general that the evil empire got another one.
Two of them.
Yeah.
The Rangers fans, do they care about?
Gallo's your guy. Didn't he play for Italy?
Are you guys in fantasy football?
We wanted
Brett?
To pick him up.
Rizzo did. He played for Italy.
Oh, no. I thought you meant Gallo. The White Sox. I thought that's where you were going with that. I was like, no.
Gallo for the Italian team. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But Gallo and Rizzo. Going to New York, that just all of Little Italy just went, look at all the vowels. We got rid of Giancarlo Stanton, we'd be all right. But Giancarlo, I like. Stanton? Aaron Judge, I'll deal with him because he's Schwarzenegger looking. You know, I like that. You got to have a good big giant on your team. Now we got the Rizzo.
They had to sign off on the deal, too.
Yeah.
Got to bring Girardi back.
Oh, yeah, this is.
They called the families in Chicago.
I gotta make a deal with you right now for the Anthony Rizzo. He belongs in the Bronx.
If he turns his pinky ring, it's okay.
It's truly hard to think of him anywhere else.
I believe you may be right. Chicago makes the deal where we send you Anthony Rizzo for Vizcaino.
Is he a good kid?
Oh, is he a good kid?
He's a.
Let me answer that with one word. Rizzo. Of course he's a good kid. He was raised right by his mama. He knows what good gravy is.
Brutal, man. It's brutal. Can't play Duck, Duck, Goose. Anthony Rizzo's dead to me.
Let's just go home.
Mental health day. What's the point? Let's
hang in there. Hang in there another
Thanks,
week.
Thanks, Brady. Thanks a lot.
Football's right around the corner.
Yeah, another disappointment.
Wow.
I can't.
Don't
Are you going to make it to the Heat Stroke Open at this rate?
Unacceptable.
Can't have it.
Yes. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, I don't know. Heat stroke open's going to get rained out. We're all going to be in masks. That COVID Delta thing's going to turn into some other epsilon or something, and we're all going to eat that, die. That's the only thing I'm rooting for at this point, is that the epsilon virus comes in and destroys the Yankees. I can't watch that. People email me, are you going to root for him at least if the Yankees get there? No.
No.
That would be rooting for the Yankees.
No. Yeah, no.
But he's your guy. No, he's not. If he was my guy, he'd be in a Cub uniform. He's not my guy. He's out of my – he's no longer my guy. Sorry. It's just on my mind.
That was me with the White Sox when the Cubs were in the World Series. Are you going for the Cubs? No. I'm a White Sox fan. I'm going for Cleveland.
Yeah.
You stick with your team. You stick with the heritage.
The entire late 90s. Randy Johnson, Alex Rodriguez, Ken Griffey, Tino Martinez.
Didn't even
all gone.
Think of that.
All gone.
In their prime.
In their prime. Yeah. Every one of them.
To go on to win series elsewhere.
Except for Griffey. But
but he just collapsed.
Yeah.
You had the best line. And I don't know if it was yours or if you stole it, but I'm like, how come Ken Griffey's not number 30 with the Reds? He's only number 3. And I think it was you that said, because he's a 10th of the player he used to be. And I'm like, wow, bitter. But yeah, the Mariners never even, and then your whole team just up and left.
Yeah.
The Sonics just decided we don't live here anymore.
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Griffey never won anywhere, did he?
No.
Nope.
Wow.
Even with the White Sox.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, yeah, that was like the last day of his career, basically.
Scott Haynes always on top of it. Mixed gender track and field's been around since the 70s. Bruce Jenner won a gold medal. That's a good point. It's an excellent point. Let Caitlin run. And Brady, I don't know if we did this for you, but I got an email that says, dude, I've never thought of that. I don't want to meet Jesus anymore. I was raised religious, but I think you just turned my mind. Yeah, it'll swing you. It'll move you. He's a know-it-all. Nobody likes a know-it-all. And he'd correct you all the time. You get annoyed when we mess with your, grammar problems. You think Jesus isn't going to be all over that? He knows all the languages, up and down. Perfect. He'd probably say it in
Sanskrit.
Works
the other way. I'm like, man, Jesus can't be like this.
What do you mean? Like the
corrected
one I'm saying?
Corrected me all the time.
He would be. Yeah. You go up there as a flawed individual, he's going to fix you.
So then I'm ready for it.
Really? You want to hang out with that guy? You wouldn't want to hang out with that guy. And Brady, you made 7 errors in that last statement. You know, I'd be grading you the whole time. I thought you weren't supposed to be judgy.
Just gives you that glance.
I'm the judge. Oh, see, that's the difference. You're not supposed to be judgy. Read the book. Did you read the book? I know you didn't.
Ah, oh, Christ indeed.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Man, watch it with that stuff, buddy.
You might hear this. Uno.
Oh, you got me again!
Jesus, you
down
ever,
to one card!
Did you ever watch this when I blow into my hand? Nothing. When I blow into yours?
It's not funny.
Do that again.
Been hearing that for millennia.
Wow. We'll get some new material. Every comedian's come up and blown in my hand.
Well,
hilarious.
Some priests.
Anyway.
You're not funny.
I thought, Jesus is a tough egg to crack.
Everybody's had that guy you want, you want him to like you.
You get a welcome basket and everything. Yeah. Here's your table.
That's it. He's going to be like meeting
carpenter.
He's going to be like meeting the captain of a cruise ship. He'll pop by the table.
Welcome back. What, was he Derek Jeter now or what?
So here's your gift basket.
Yeah. Wow, shallow hell.
DVD, only the best.
It says promotional copy only. What's this?
It's holograms. I know it's coming. You haven't seen it yet. It's going to be really cool. Have you met the cave people?
No.
Yeah, they're really tough to get along with. You're going to hate it up here, Brady. Here's the area of people who it was okay to hate blacks when they lived. Brett, you're going to want to be. Here's the area of people we let in pre-divorce. Here's a bunch of homosexuals that have recently been risen, even from the 1300s.
Brady,
they look
this,
a little burned.
You're
There's
in this
reason.
Wing. Your roommate is Chief Running Water. What?
No, that's silly, Brady. Nobody's coming up who believed in the Great Spirit. They never mention my name. You're out.
Where'd Holmberg go?
You have no. They built a wing.
He's got his own.
I've never had someone hate me more, and I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, you'll hear him when I say it. I've never heard someone hate me more. Listen, he'll talk.
Childhood cancer.
Not my fault.
Yes, it is.
Caleb from Shriners.
Caleb from Shriners was your fault.
No, he just was born with it.
Your fault. Could have fixed it.
Free will.
I gave him an adorable blanket.
He bothers me, so he's in a wing downstairs. Somebody's, eternally burning.
Somebody said, you mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday, the restaurant that wants to only serve unvaccinated. Yeah. You didn't say that it was Brett's people.
Oh, it was an Italian.
Oh, yeah. Brett watched, the video. The interview. I was like, right on. Yeah, get him.
The mask, take the cannoli.
Dude that was on CNN was making jokes, and everybody's so uptight, we can't even have fun anymore. The guy just puts a thing up in the Godfather font, says, leave the mask, take the cannoli. I'm only serving non-vaccinated people. He's goofing. There's no way to prove that, and it's funny. And
he
it's,
even says it in the interview,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he says it was a joke. And what I loved what he said was it became an IQ test for anybody who came in mad about it. They're too stupid to eat here.
Right.
And then he told Chris Cuomo, and you're failing the IQ test for even having him on. It's great promotion for his restaurant.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He just won over his side in a huge way, whether he's got a side or not. But, yeah, leave the mask, take the cannoli with the Godfather Mario Puzo puppeteers.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
Great. We can't have fun, but those masks are coming back. Everybody's doing the debate. And now the big sell from the media and from the higher-ups is that the Delta variant is more contagious than chickenpox. And I read this morning when I sat down to pee. Yeah, I sit to pee. I'm not an animal. I don't want to clean that up. It sprays all over the place. I'm 49 years old. Said that now vaccinated people are this was off of a website that I have alerts from. Said that vaccinated people just as likely to get it. But the vaccine will actually stop
help
it.
You battle right. It, yeah.
Vaccine's still doing its work, but you're still – that's why they went vaccinated people wearing masks.
And you can be asymptomatic, but still –
I don't know what's going to happen, but it ain't going to be good. It ain't going to be good because people who are vaccinated are going to be like, wait, you sold me a bill of goods. I thought I didn't have to wear any of the masks or go through the nonsense anymore. They're like, well, no, we didn't know that. Delta's coming.
Oh, now they're saying Pfizer's getting approved for the 60-plus, a third shot.
Oh, you get a booster.
Yeah.
Austin says, what are you going to do, Brady, when you meet Jesus and he's shorter than you? He's a Muslim man in a dress with a yarmulke.
Good times, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be he looks like Bruce Jenner.
or he's morphed.
Caitlin.
That dress. He's been wearing the dress for a long time. Have I swung you a little bit about the whole Jesus personality?
No.
No? You still think he's going to be your pal?
You know, when it happens, if I'm let down, then I'm-
he'll know.
So be it.
And then you're gone. See you where I see you.
Yeah.
Hey, Brady, you were right about that whole Jesus thing.
Yeah, no, and he was a disappointment, so he came down here to visit you.
It's not so bad. Great music. Hendrix and I were just talking the other day, and he's got a whole bunch of new stuff he's putting out. Dude is creative.
It would be tough if you met him and all of a sudden you hear, told ya!
He wouldn't. He already knows what you're going to say. What's the point of the conversation?
Like you yelling it from the...
Oh, well, you hear me down in the basement, the direct pipeline that I would have. Told you, Brady. The guy's annoying. I knew he was going to say that.
Well, then, he's Holmberg might be right here. You're a little bit pushy about all you know.
Well, because I know all.
All right. Can I meet Peter now?
I knew you were going to say that. He's right behind me. I would love it if that assistant behind him with a little notebook about everybody's stuff. Just say, watch him light up. Brady,
he's a Buckeye fan.
Peter's an Ohio boy.
The heart of it all. Peter was an Akron boy, I heard.
You should be a Mormon, because Jesus evidently traveled through Ohio for a little while and took up shop in Pennsylvania, but Ohio was where his roots were.
He left some fish there.
Brady, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When I gave you the cancer, why did you have people try to take it out?
Oh, I wasn't supposed to do that?
I put it there for a reason.
Right. Sorry?
We'll talk later. Meanwhile, you're in the parking garage right now. It's called Limbo. Yeah, people don't think about that kind of stuff. I hate to ruin your religion, but when a guy who knows everything meets you, you wouldn't like him. What was the last thing you'd want to say? If I say, hey, you got to meet my new friend, dude knows everything, and he lets you know about it. He's got a photographic memory of everything, and he's just, like, he's perfect.
Oh, we got one who works across the hall over there.
Marshall?
I've met Jesus.
Paul's different, though. He doesn't. He just thinks he does. But if he actually did and he was always right, you wouldn't want to hang out with that guy. I'll talk to you about it later. I swung one guy off the fence. I'm trying to get everybody out of this mist. Just live. What do you got on the big board of musical treats today?
All right. Wake Up Song brought to you guys by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. Hit the trails this weekend. Make sure you get that bike serviced. You need a bike, they can sell you one. They can rent you one. They will hook you up with all the accessories you need to get out there. Plus, if you cruise in there, they have the 5-Alarm Blend Coffee that we're pushing on you guys awesome. Right now. It is good.
For firefighters yeah. charities, which is great.
So $1 from each bag goes to the charity. So check it out at Action Ride Shop on Facebook as well as on Instagram.
My kitchen smells like that, those beans. And actually, so does my car because I bought two bags.
And
one of them fell
car?
Out. Well, I forgot. It fell out and went under the back
seat. Was it even cutting through that batch?
Cutting through the bag. I could smell coffee. And it was
beaten. What about all that workout clothes you had?
Wasn't beating that until, oh, wow. Until I put the tactical black gear in there and left it in there in the humid days. Oh, good Christ. Good. Keith Custer said, maybe that's why they got rid of him back in the day. He was always saying, and I'm like, you know what? Get rid of this guy. Make an example of him. This is what we do to know-it-alls. That's what the Bible cut out. This is what we do to know-it-alls. Actually, what you would do. All right, hang him up. Sorry, it's fun for me. I know it's tough for the Italian. Oh, this is my parents are going to beat the hell out of this guy.
A lot of stuff up here having to do with your boy Rizzo. Avatar, Let It Burn for all the teams having a fire sale right now. Yeah. See a sorrow. Damn Yankees, don't tread on me for Rizzo.
Oh, man.
Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. Creeping Death. Michael McDonald, Sweet Freedom for Anthony Rizzo.
No, it's not Sweet Freedom. That's from a Sox fan. You did that. Jerk.
Absolute Zero, Dirty Laugh.
That's not funny.
It is funny.
No, it isn't.
That's pretty funny.
Sweet Freedom. No, it's not funny. Painful. Brett's a Sox fan. He's loving every second.
I love you.
Awesome. Yeah, the dismantling of the North Side makes him happy. God dang it.
The South will rise again.
Oh, Jesus.
South Side. Now that's hilarious. He means South Chicago.
Yeah, South Side.
And it probably will never rise again unless you're talking about the Sox. But that was actually hilarious. Do they say that? Is that a thing Sox fans say? Oh, that should that should be a shirt. Oh, my God, that would be a great shirt.
I know, but I couldn't. I wouldn't see.
Black shirt with the white writing, the South shall, and the South is
and
in
the
that,
old
the
school,
ass, the old school writing.
Oh, yeah.
The South Side Shall Rise Again is awesome.
It's gold. We need to get that a
you
shirt.
You need to, to trademark that if that's not a thing already and sell the hell out of that. Oh, man, rest in peace, Cubs. That Michael McDonald thing is still not funny. Sweet Freedom.
It's hilarious.
It's not freedom. The curse. I want to go with Sea of Sorrow because it's my world right now. I didn't see Rizzo.
Ain't no sunshine.
No, pretty end. It's enough.
Damn Yankees, don't tread on me.
Whatever, you pick it.
No, it's fine.
Just can't be Michael McDonald. No. It's not funny.
Damn it. It's the first time I've heard you turn down Michael McDonald.
I normally would go with the Michael.
That's a jam, bro. Mm-hmm.
Not when the dedication isn't Casey's.
Dear Casey. Anthony Rizzo was locked in a prison in Northside, Chicago.
Oh, I know who wrote this.
And now I'd like to hear Michael McDonald's Sweet Freedom. For Anthony Rizzo has been freed from the Chicago Cubs. Could you play it for me, Casey? And in the meantime, tell John Holmberg to go himself. Signed, Brett Fessley. Well, Brett, this one's for you.
No, not funny. Sea of
Hilarious.
Sorrow. Sea of Sorrow. And it's not just for my sorrow watching a future statue. Go over to the Yankee. You know what would be worse? If the dude takes off and he's in the Yankees, that monument thing out in center field, and one day there's a 44. Can he wear 44? That's Reggie's number. Do they even have 44s in New York anymore?
I don't know.
They got so many retired numbers, I don't know. Reggie's got to be retired. Mr. October?
Let's look.
I mean, he was only there for like 6 years, but what he did. Don't, Brett. This isn't funny either. No. Doesn't Billy Crystal wear a Cubs hat all through this?
Yeah, he does, actually. He's a Fred Sweet Freedom, too.
Matt, he's Jesus in these years.
Rather meet him.
Dancing to a different drum. Can't you see what's going on? Deep inside your heart.
Come on. You're selling me on it. He's the inspiration why I'm trying to learn the piano. The only reason I'm picking up piano is to eventually just
But can you pull your cheeks and play piano at the
same
time?
No, I'll get it down without.
All right.
I can do it good enough without.
you will see me shine sweet free. Shine out on me.
It works better with the cheese.
You are the magic. Your eyes where I want to be.
Well, we'll bring the chorus back.
Yeah, maybe we should have the quartet and the squares today.
Shut up.
This one for you, Anthony. Shine sweet freedom.
Such a great song. He's a generational talent, this Michael McDonald.
We'll be dancing in the moonlight.
I don't think I ever seen Running Scared. I've heard the song a million times, but I never saw it.
Doesn't hold up. Billy Crystal starts annoying you. All back right. In the day, it was easier to watch, but no. All right, we're going to see a sorrow. For all the people who've had loyalties to a player and watched him go off and chase championships elsewhere and possibly get them. Statue players. It's just statue guys.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.